Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, and we have our series, Stories of Hope. My first guest today is Mitch Bond. He is a 20-year-old, and he lives in Montana. He was born with spina bifida, but that does not stop him from doing what he needs to do and to move beyond any type of limitations. He's a college student. He's an intern at a radio station. And he also has two sports podcasts. He's an advocate for disability rights. Welcome to the show today, Mitch Bond.
Thank you so much for having me on and giving me this opportunity to talk on your show.
Yeah, it's so cool. You know, why don't we catch the audience up straight away with what your disability is and when did it begin?
Yeah, sure. So I was born with spina bifida. My parents found out 2 weeks before I was born. I was born in 95 before a lot of the advanced diagnostics that they have now to tell parents sooner. So my parents found out 2 weeks before I was born. And I've had 30 surgeries plus and countless hospital stays at some of the best hospitals in the country.
Wow. So, and you're 28. And so now, what does your future look like with your disability?
You know, for me, I was actually just telling a friend about this. My childhood, I had a lot of surgeries and a lot of health issues. But the last 2-3 years with my disability, it's kind of leveled itself out. Mm-hmm. That's not to say I'm cured by any means. But I'm at least at a maintaining level to where it's not getting any worse and I can live a good life as I am. So,
Right. So what's your vision for like what you're doing with the work that you're doing? You are an advocate for disability rights. What does that mean?
Yeah. So living in Montana can be difficult in a wheelchair. One, we get snow, which that's something we can't help. I mean, that's just something we can't help at all. But there's just a lot of barriers in Montana that get overlooked with ADA, you know, whether it be bar height seating. Sometimes in the smaller towns, there's still steps to get into businesses and no ways for wheelchairs to get into. It just really... There's a lot of things in Montana that are great, but there's a lot that's also backwards, and I'm trying to fix that in Billings first, and then I'll expand to the rest of the state.
Yeah. So what, you know, what are some of the things that you're going to be doing to fix that? Are you bringing it to the state? Is that something, or the city? Are you writing letters? Are you talking to people?
So far it's been complaining on social media. As much as that's not a good thing, it can help. So that's what it started as so far. But then I just got in contact actually yesterday with a local radio or local TV station to do a story on the bar height seating situation in Billings. And then again, you know, I have to give a shout out to the radio station I'm interning at. 98.5 The Wolf here in Billings with Leif Wellhaven. He has given me a real platform to, when I'm on his show, talk about DEI issues and talk about, you know, disability inclusion. And so that's really given me a platform to help speak about that.
Yeah. And I think it's so great that you're doing podcasting, that you've got a radio station, that you're doing
internet radio, and that you're, getting your information out there and creating awareness and letting people know that, things need to change, that we need to have, we need to have wheelchair accessible places where people can have easy access. And the fact that you have that platform now that you get to speak about that, that's really awesome. So you're,
Right. And
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I expand on that too, because I understand that in Montana, especially, we don't have an overabundance of people that are in wheelchairs. So I expand it to the elderly, don't particularly care to sit in the high top seating. We have a very high veteran population in Montana. Veterans more than likely cannot get onto the higher top seating. And just, people that aren't tall don't like to sit at the higher top seating. So it's not just people in wheelchairs that it's hurting. Of course, that's my main thing, but it's a bigger group of people that if you just have high top seating, it hinders them from coming to your business. And it baffles me the businesses and Billings in Montana that don't think of that.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, now that you brought up the elderly, I can totally see how that would it's it that in itself is a reason to create it, because hey, really truly, we are living longer nowadays, and as we're aging and living longer, being able to go into places that easily and effortlessly so that we don't fall or hurt ourselves or even
Right.
Right, and all those things. So it's really good that you're talking about this. Now, you are a sports, you've got a sports podcast, so if that's interesting in itself.
Yes.
Yeah, like what kind of sports?
So I my brother is my best friend, and he grew up playing baseball. So that's my main love is baseball. But of course, being in Montana and being a northern state, football also is a huge love of everybody up here. So a lot of football, a lot of baseball, some basketball, because that's growing in Montana. And just really highlighting Montana athletes. Because we've had a lot of great athletes come from our state that once they get out of high school or college, no one really hears from. And so giving them 20 to 30 minutes to talk about their fun.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think it's incredible? Here you are in a wheelchair and everything, and you're using your voice. You're using your voice to, speak about the things that you're passionate about and, about what you're standing up for and
Right.
what you're wanting to highlight and what you're passionately wanting people to know. And I think this is so great that you are doing that you could very well be not visible or not hearing, right? You could just be very quietly minding your own business and living your life, but you're joyfully, it seems like you've been smiling the whole show. So what do you want to say to people today that are having, whatever the disability is, what do you want to say?
So I was obviously not dealt the best luck in life with my disability, but I always look at it as there's always someone worse. And so I always have that kind of mentality that, hey, I may not be having the best day in the world, but I'm sure there's someone having a worse day than I am.
Right. And so, since you're looking at it that way, what do you want to say to the public about, if they're finding that they're in a situation and they want to give up?
Don't. Another one of my mantras that I live by is no excuses.
Ah.
There's always a way to find a way to do what you want to do in life. That don't find an excuse.
Right.
Living in a wheelchair and living with a disability, I could have come up with 5 million excuses to not do the things I'm doing. And I just finally said, nope, no more excuses. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun to see how you're going to evolve and grow in the future. It'll be nice to keep our eye on you and see what you're doing. Who knows? You might write a best-selling book. You might who knows what you're going to be doing, out there. So, let's tell the audience where they can look you up and follow your progress.
Yeah, so I'm very open. I'm on Facebook, Mitch Bohn, B-O-H-N. And then if you want to follow my podcast, WideLeftSports.com has everything. That's probably the two easiest places to find me is Facebook and my website.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I'm cheering you on and I'm supporting you for what it is that you're doing and that you are pushing the envelope and that you're not giving up and that you're not quitting and that you are, you know, using your voice for good.
Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me come on your show and talk about this today. It's been great.
Yeah, awesome. It's been wonderful. Everyone, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Thank you. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. Our next guest is Dr. Christina Fontana, aka the Pharmacist Coach. She is a pharmacist, a holistic healer, rapid transformation business coach, speaker, and five-time author. She helps spiritually driven women to reignite your light and shine in your brilliance and your confidence and true essence. She started her entrepreneurial journey 11 years ago, being disempowered, homeless, broke, with eating disorders, PTSD, and anxiety, and has since transformed, turning her pain into purpose, empowering women all over the world to step into more purpose, power, and prosperity. Over the last 11 years, Dr. Christina has been providing uplifting, transformational content through her YouTube videos, books, courses, programs, and conferences. Her mission is to empower more healers and business owners to unlock their innate gifts to create a domino effect of healing onto the world. And I just found out she's also pregnant. Yeah. Voila! Welcome to the show, Dr. Christina Fontana.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
So do you feel that all the you know, the traumas and everything you've gone through, all the things, do you feel that these were all part of your training?
Yeah, so I always say I've had official mentors, like people that I follow, Tony Robbins, Mastin Kipple, those people. And then I've had unofficial people who have mentored me and really given me the gift and ability to heal myself, because I've had various different characters, even within my own family dynamic, that have, I see it now as a gift, that I was given these different people and these different characters and situations in order for me to unlock who I really am and why I'm here. So,
yeah. And do you also feel that that is what other people are here for as well, to tap into their innate gifts, to tap into the healer within and overcome the traumas of the past?
Absolutely. If they're open to it. I think everybody's on their own unique spiritual journey and their own healing journey. And I know people that are open to it, and some people aren't ready to receive that yet, and that's okay. But I think that we all have that ability, those gifts that we were born with. I always use this as an example, this diamond, like this baby inside me is born brilliant with all of her gifts and everything that she needs. But then we start getting our programming and the fear that covers up this brilliance. And so our healing journey is really doing all of that and releasing the shame, the experiences, the beliefs, and reclaiming those parts of ourselves that we've lost through trauma. So if someone's open to it, absolutely, they can heal.
Yeah. I almost feel like, you know, the people that are not open to it, they're just, again, they're just creating more and more trauma for themselves because they are in fear. I feel like, you know, with our evolution in today's time, in this modern day and moving forward, that people are being pushed to open up and to awaken. Some of it is happening naturally where somebody's going, you know, who am I? You know, what is all of this about? And other people are having crises. And as you know, like in the crises that you found yourself in, those were all, like you said now, gifts to bring you closer to who you are in your mastery, right?
Absolutely. And I think COVID was really a container for that, where a lot of people were forced to look at themselves and evaluate their life and what they want and their purpose. And is the person I'm living with, is this who I want to spend the rest of my life? Like, all of those things really were the container that helped a lot of those people that I've, you know, helped and coached to awaken to that. So sometimes it comes through these different external events.
Yeah, I find that that was actually the biggest gift that COVID gave us. It was like a wake up call to people that weren't doing any inner work, or like, you know, just running around on autopilot and not focused on, hey, you know, what are my needs? Who am I? You know, how do I want to live? How do I want to express myself? What are my values? What are my principles? What's important to me? Right.
Absolutely. And sometimes it comes in the form of an illness. You know, I'm a pharmacist, so I've experienced that. I've seen that in a lot of people too. And it's, you know, even a cancer diagnosis can be an opportunity to say, how can I nourish myself more? How can I pay attention to my body and really take that time for myself? And I'm not saying cancer is a gift. I'm not saying that that's the only way to look at it. But I think that there is a lens to see how your body is always trying to communicate with you and say, hey, I need more love. Hey, I need more, whatever that is. And so often we bypass it. Like you said, it's autopilot. I have to survive and all of those things. And so I think there's a gift in everything that we experience.
Yeah. Now you just said you're a pharmacist. So are you still a practicing pharmacist?
No, I'm a full-time entrepreneur.
Okay. You're full-time. And can I ask the reason why you left the pharmacy land?
Yeah, my own healing. You know, I healed through eating disorders. I had anorexia in high school and night eating syndrome. And eventually I got to the point where it didn't align with who I was anymore. So it was that shedding of the old programming of like what I was supposed to be doing, because my dad was a pharmacist, and I pulled away from my family and created my own path. And this is the path that I've been led down. So I am a facilitator of healing. I'm not saying that I am a healer. I believe it comes from a higher power, but I am leading a purpose-driven life, and that's important to me.
Yeah, good for you. I think that was a huge step you had to take to break free from all of that. Especially, you know, being a pharmacist, it's a good living. It's a good living. You make pretty good money. And you're working a lot, but you make pretty good money. But I think, again, like what you said, it wasn't aligned with your values anymore of, you know, prescribing prescriptions to numb or possibly cover up something that we right. can actually, you know, not use a pill for. But let's get to the root cause of what's causing mm-hmm. this illness to begin with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We know Western medicine, there's lots of good in it, you know, there's when it's used for that. But because our society had become so pill focused, yeah, that it made it completely out of balance. So, you know, how does one that was homeless like yourself become unhomeless?
Yeah. So like I said, the long story short is my dad owned a pharmacy. He wanted me to take over that pharmacy. I rebelled and said no. And my family didn't like that. They thought I was betraying them. How dare you? You know, they were furious at me. And so I was 23 years old living at home. And whenever I pursued that different path, they kicked me out of my house, essentially. So I had all of my clothes on the lawn. I had no place to stay. I was staying, you know, living out of my car, about to graduate pharmacy school. And I had to kind of pick up the pieces of my life to rebuild into who I am. You know, and I know that that's been the path that I believe that was what I was meant to go through in order to embody who I am today.
Because you went against the authority of, first of all, your father, but then also your whole family, you know, like, and you had to claim your own authority. You had to trust your intuitive guidance that you're being led in the right way and that you're honoring what it is that, like, no, I don't want to do this, even though you're just about to graduate from pharmacy school.
Yeah.
That's yeah. huge. That was huge.
It took a lot of courage. I will say that because I was living in the house at that time and there was a lot of anxiety that I had because I had to walk on eggshells. My dad wouldn't look me in the eye. My mom was furious at me. And, you know, but my faith was strong at that point that I felt this conviction in me that I was like, this is the path I need to go. So I followed it and here we are.
Yeah, that's so great. That's so great. Is there a relationship between you all today?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it took time to heal, you know, and for sure there was a lot of conversation and things that had to happen in order for that to come to be what it is today. But yeah, it was I think 11 years ago, 2012. Yeah. So almost 12 years ago.
Wow. So yeah. So there is hope. There is hope that even following your own path, you know, the relationships may not come with you, but there is a possibility that they can. And so,
I would say there's hope for healing. Like I have a very strict Italian dad. And so if anybody out there is listening and you are like, yes, I can relate. Even with that and me going my own path, there was hope for healing in that relationship. And I think that's really powerful to express.
That is. So you've got five books. You've written five books over since 2012 or 2013 or something?
My first one was 2015. I published. Yep.
And what was the book?
So Revealing Your Inner Radiance, Healing Through the Heart, which is all about my healing journey of going through eating disorders and PTSD and pretty much my whole bio that you read. So that book is really special to me. I wrote it in Bali in a writer's retreat back in 2014. So I finished it in 13 days because I'm very determined. I was like, this is happening. So, yep. All so my books are on healing.
Is that book on Amazon or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell us about your second book.
Oh, I could go on. I know we have limited time here, but essentially all of my books are either about healing, entrepreneurship. I do facilitate hypnosis sessions. I do nervous system work. So I call it multidimensional healing. So a lot of them have to do with healing in some aspect, but they're always raw and real about pieces of my life. So I love to write.
Yeah. So you're a writer and yeah. And so all of your books are available on Amazon. So now people are working with you one-on-one. Is that right?
Yeah, one-on-one group coaching. I have DIY courses. I'm done with you courses, one-on-one sessions. I host retreats, conferences. Huge nerd. I'm passionate about what I do.
Yeah, good. Good. Well, give us your social media handles and let us know where people can find you.
Sure. So if you look on Instagram at The Pharmacist Coach, you can also find me. I have a Facebook group called Monetize Your Magic, which has over 3,000 entrepreneurs and healers and coaches in there. I post trainings all the time, and it's a really beautiful community. YouTube, Christina Fontana. So I'm sure you and your team will leave in the show notes as well in case anybody's listening while they're driving.
Right. Well, just so you know, that the link that you have is also the same link for the replay, Christina. So as you're sharing this with your audience, the people that couldn't join us today to tune in and listen, they'll be able to listen to it again at the same replay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This was such a treat and such a pleasure on my Friday.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, congratulations on your pregnancy and good luck.
Thank you.
I think it's so wonderful that you healed and that you will now be raising a baby.
And it's a girl.
You'll be raising your little girl with a belief system that you're installing for her, or showing her that these are the values and the principles of the truth.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really received that. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Wonderful. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to host the series of Hope again today to offer you, the listener, the inspiration that possibly there is something that you're going to hear today that's going to change your life. And that is exactly what you needed to hear. So my first guest today is Janet White, and I'm going to do something differently that I normally don't do. Normally, I introduce the person to you by sharing some of their background and bio, and I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to ask Janet White to come on. Welcome, Janet White, to the show, and why don't you tell all of us a little about yourself, what it is that you do, and what you want to highlight on today's show.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, I am, again, Janet White, and I'm a registered nurse and a certified coach. And I spent years, decades in the healthcare as a healthcare administrator, leader. But I checked out of the corporate world a few years ago and decided to become a coach because so many people need to figure out what they want to do when they grow up and what they're going to do with this one short life. My background includes being in a toxic relationship for way too long. I got out of that, and then I drank to medicate and to ease into the transition, and I got off alcohol, and it changed my life. And I said, you know what, we need to stop focusing on trying to medicate and embrace our own, embrace ourselves, self-acceptance, self-esteem. Let's be healthy. Let's be the best versions of ourselves that we can be. And we need to heal from these things in the past, but we need to move forward. So that's my message. And that's what I share with my people.
Yeah, I just love that. It's very inspiring and electrifying what you're sharing and real. You also wrote a book. Let us see the book and hear about the book.
Yeah, so it's called Finding Bliss Beyond the Buzz, and you can find it on Amazon or anywhere. It's basically my life story, so it's pretty raw. It kind of goes through the abuse, it goes through the marriage, it goes through me leaving, it goes through the alcohol, all the things I did to get through with that. I had a bout with cancer, a lot of grief. So it's kind of my story at the beginning all the way till what I'm doing now. And the end of the book is kind of a, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. And here's how. And this is kind of what I did to heal myself, to get myself to a place where I started prioritizing my self-care and started taking care of me. And so my goal is to get other people to that point and help them see the value in making sure that you are living your values and doing the things that you need to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah. And so you're still a caregiver, you're still a caretaker, but you're just doing it in a different way now. You're doing a whole different structure and, you know, support in the way that you're offering it by really focusing on the self. So there's a lot of things that you said that I want to ask you about, but let's start with the alcoholism, because that is a really important subject, I think, for where we are right now as a human race, as an evolution, but also where it is that we're going. I feel that as more and more of us are aligned with wanting to stay healthy, going deeper into self-care, wanting to live longer and healthier and happier, and as we're co-creating our new world, we get to choose and decide, do we want to have alcohol as part of our future? And do we want to have that, you know, to be here, you know, because how long has alcoholism been around? What is it about? What is it for? Why are we drinking? And so I'm sure this is what I want to ask you about. Like when you, how much were you drinking every day, or were you drinking every day?
So the interesting piece, and I think I'm not a, I'm a registered nurse and I didn't do alcoholism or any kind of mental health. I was in the cardiac field. So it's a little bit of a switch, but to me, the word alcoholism is kind of overused or ancient. And so I just want to say that I'm really focused on the middle lane drinker. I don't ever consider I don't consider that I was an alcoholic, even though I drank most days. Mm-hmm. I think today it is so commonplace. Alcohol is pushed on us. If you are feeling happy, have a drink. If you're feeling sad, you deserve a drink. I mean, you can't go to a football game without having a beer. You can't go to a restaurant. Champagnes and drinks at baby showers, for goodness sake. You know, we just, our society is so filled. So I'm speaking to the people who are functioning every day. They go to work. I never had a DUI. I never hit rock bottom or any of that. But I know that I was drinking too much. Two or three glasses of wine a night, sometimes a little more, having more cocktails on the weekend, those kind of things. I just ended up realizing this is just not healthy. And I couldn't meet my fitness goals. I couldn't meet my weight loss goals. I mean, it does so many things to us, not to mention we think that it reduces our anxiety when in fact the chemicals in it produce anxiety. Your sleep is bad. I mean, I could just go on and on and on, a million reasons why taking alcohol out of your life really does make a huge impact on your health. I can't help the people who are truly, you know, addicted to alcohol and need support in that bigger way. But there's a lot of us, and with a general consensus that we are probably drinking too much and that those are the people that I'm really focused on.
So that's cool. That's cool that it's not, you're not, you know, going to the complete opposite of not, you're still, you're, like you said, you're staying in the middle lane. You're supporting people in the middle that just want to, you know, cut back and not drink so much. Did you go to look at the reason why you were drinking every day? Was that something that you did as in your own discovery process?
Yeah. So I don't drink at all. I haven't had anything to drink in 4.5 years. And that is what I think is best for me personally. I think that everyone has to make the choice what their relationship with alcohol is. And my focus is usually to say, first, try and take a break, take a 30 day, take a 60 day, and see if you don't feel better. I think for me, some of the reasons were I had lived in a toxic marriage for 25 years. It was very difficult. And when I finally got out, I realized that so much of that negative self-talk that we have, that little critic in our head that tells us we're no good and we're not smart, was also his voice. And so it took a lot of work for me to get past feeling bad about myself and negative. So I know that alcohol played a role in that. The other piece was the grief. I lost my mom. I lost my sister. And, you know, you push through life. Things happen to you over the years. And if you don't address those and you just numb it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be shopping. It could be working. It could be, you know, whatever it is. But if we don't stop and address those needs and those hurts, and then we just keep medicating. So, yeah, I think that that's probably one of the biggest things that helped. I think that the help and my catalyst was actually when my grandbaby was born. Mm-hmm. So when she was born, I was like, oh, man, what I'm doing, it cannot be healthy. And I want to be around for her. I want to be a good example for her. I want to feel good. I want to be able to get down on the floor and play with toys and slide on the slide or whatever. So drinking just wasn't a good part of that. And so getting that out of my system has, again, changed my life.
So how long since you hadn't been in the toxic relationship?
It's been about 15, 16 years.
So that was first to go. And then the second thing to go was your corporate career and that was the second thing, because you were also experiencing toxic energy there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which then led you to address the alcohol situation, the toxins in your own life. And yes. Now basically, if I understand correctly, you're living toxin free because you're not consuming any alcohol, and you're helping people live and, you know, live in their bliss state. And as you are living in that state, or that is a continuous practice to live in bliss, not in toxins.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the way you said that. I hadn't really, you know, put it together like that. But yeah, that's kind of the timeline and how it happened. And I think there was a weight loss piece that happened in the middle. Also, I fell in love with exercise. So it's, you know, as you said, it's a process, and it's been a journey of self-development and so, you know, learning how to take care of myself, what to eat, how to exercise. It's all the things. It's not one thing, but alcohol clouds so much of it, because when you drink, do you feel like having the healthy meal or ordering a pizza? Do you feel like going down to the gym or sitting around watching Netflix? I mean, you don't sleep as well, so you're not as fresh for the next day. So I realized it really was holding me back in so many ways. And the aging piece, you know, we're spending billions of dollars trying to get the anti-aging, the youth fountain of youth. And I tell you, if you just take alcohol out of your life, it's going to add years back. So
that's a number one. That would be a number one reason, especially for anyone over 40 or 50 heading into the second part in their life and making different choices, healthier habits. I feel like, you know, do you get a lot of resistance from, like when you said, you know, cut it out, I really like that approach when you said, you know, cut it out for 30 days or 60 days. Do you get resistance from people doing that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People will find all kinds of reasons why, oh, you know, I don't drink that much. That's what I usually hear. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't drink that much. Okay, that's fine. Well, if you don't drink that much, it's going to be pretty easy for you to just quit for 30 days. And sometimes the resistance is denial in that, oh my goodness, they don't even realize how frequently they use alcohol. And it's so prevalent in our society. And in fact, you are looked at like something's wrong with you if you don't drink. So it's the only drug that we have to justify quitting. I think that's probably, you know, the resistance is a lot of times they don't even realize. They know they're not sleeping good. They know they're not losing weight. They're happy to call me and get help with their weight loss program or with their nutrition or any of the other things that I coach on. But when I say, hey, have you thought about alcohol, removing alcohol? It's like, what? Oh, I don't drink that much. I'm not an alcoholic. That every single one of them, you know, that's okay. Neither was I. But look, it changed my life. It's so beneficial. You don't have to be an alcoholic to quit drinking.
That's so good. That's so good. I totally can see it. And I also can see the denial and how people justify, you know, to want to keep it going. Because really, in truth, what it comes down to is I don't want to.
Right.
That's the truth. I don't want to. But I know what you mean by, you know, people saying, you know, experiencing the resistance and people is, you know, being in denial about it. I wrote a book on anger and how peace is the flip side to anger. Mm. And when I was promoting that book out, you know, to the public, from many, many people, I heard, oh, I don't have anger. I don't have anger. This would be good for my son, or this would be good for my cousin, or this would, I don't have any anger. And I published that book back in 2015. And so, again, it's, you know, anger is a very raw emotion. And mm-hmm. I can't imagine one person on the planet today that isn't angry about something in their life. You know what I'm saying? So it was that they don't want to look at that self-denial. That you know, they keep to justify their behaviors and their habits. So you said that you're coaching people on weight loss, you're coaching people on nutrition, you're coaching people on exercise. So what does it look like to get a session with you? How does all of that work? Like,
Yeah. So I go live on Facebook every Sunday at 8 a.m. with my Sober Sundays. And I talk about all kinds of topics. It's not just alcohol. This week is self-acceptance. So, you know, I think you've got to focus on the whole package. So whatever a person is needing, and my kind of like my tagline is learning to say no to the things, the people, and the beliefs that no longer serve you. So whichever category that falls in for you, whatever starting point you want, I usually do a 30-minute free, 30-minute chemistry. You call, let's do a little Zoom, see if it's a good fit. What are you looking for? I'll show you I'm just who I am. So maybe I can help. And then we can and go from there to schedule coaching. So
yeah, I love that. Now, what is your Facebook? How can people look you up? What's your social media handle?
It is Bliss Beyond the Buzz. So I'm Bliss Beyond the Buzz at Facebook, at Instagram. That's my website. If you can remember Bliss Beyond the Buzz, you can find me.
Oh, good. I definitely want to connect with you on Facebook. I want to check out your lives. I think that's brilliant the way that you're showing up weekly on a consistent basis where people can, get to know you better and really listen to your messages and your inspiration on what you're doing. I think it's wonderful what you're doing at this stage in your life, and that you're empowering and inspiring people to live better.
I tell you, I really love it. And it's such a change from, you know, I spent years and years building my career, and some may look at me and say, oh my gosh, you walk away from that kind of job and do this. But you know, it's, you know, when you get these responses and you hear people say, wow, Janet, that really made a change in my life. I'm so glad. Or I'm sober because of you. I quit for 30 days and I felt so much better. I just never went back. I mean, so many, it's a great, it's very rewarding. So,
yeah. Well, Janet, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Cornelia Stephanie Show today. It's a wonderful pleasure to meet you. We're definitely going to make sure that we're connected on Facebook.
Okay. Too,
so friend me there. So that would help me a lot. And okay, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Pamela Stone. She's been here before. You all might remember her. Life after 40 for her was filled with uncertainty and not sure of what was next, working 9 to 5 while she was raising her grandbabies, helped raising her grandbabies, but wanting so much more out of life. She then decided to take her life back and the empowerment began. That's when she fell in love with empowering women to kick the 3 F's in the butt. Yeah. She's the founder of Vision Made Media, Vision Made Vision Board Kit, and Vision Made Consulting. They equip women to conquer their what ifs and I can't go after their what's next. She's a multi-talented businesswoman that has an unbeatable mindset, and her philosophy is, if I can do it, you can too. Welcome to the show today, Pamela Stone.
Thank you very much. I feel like I'm back at home. Thank you.
Yes, it's great to have you back. So you've been pretty busy over the last 3 years.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah. Since the last time we've met, actually going back when we first met, I was just launching Vision Made Magazine, which is a woman empowerment magazine. Inside the magazine, you find different stories from women around the world. And we talk about ways of what we've conquered and how we've conquered it and where we're at now. And I felt that it's important for women like us sitting in the corporate world, at least I'm sitting in the corporate world, knowing that my what's next is right outside that cubicle and knowing that there's other women out here going after that same, going after whatever they want with ease.
Right. So that's your next thing. So you've got a whole new magazine that you're rolling out and you're looking for women writers, but also inspiring the audience with beautiful examples of what's next for you.
Absolutely. Always looking for writers. And so if anybody is looking to be part of the magazine or want to be a contributing writer to Vision Made Magazine, all you have to do is drop me an email and I'll give you the magazine's email address, which is visionmademagazine@gmail.com. Now, if you're doing this, please put in the subject line contributing writer, because a lot of writings are coming through that email. And so if we have that in the subject line, that will stick out.
Good. So that's a good plug. So right off the bat. So tell us a little bit about your magazine. Like, what can the reader find in the magazine that they may feel drawn to? Like, what are some of the examples of what we can look forward to?
Absolutely. So in this particular issue that we just kicked off this week, which I'm super excited about, we have articles in there about happiness. You know, the reason why I felt that was a powerful article is the holidays are coming around and not all of us are happy. And so in there, the article written by Happiness is actually a laugh yoga instructor, which is so cool. And I thought it was so important for that. Not only do I have articles in there from that, there is also a writer that has written about let's celebrate life, no matter where we are. And then as well as I love vision boards. So let me start off with telling everybody that's how Vision Made Magazine came about. It was on my vision board thinking, can I not do it? We're going to step our water into it. And it just flourished from there. So I have vision board in there where you even can tear out that page and create your own vision board. As well as one thing that I love to do when I'm hitting that wall is create power words. Look at a power word, power statement. And so I have created power words that are different each quarter that you can tear out, cut them out of the page. We literally even have perforated where you can cut and put those power words either on a vision board or you can put them in your car. Now, I say in the car because if you get in my car you can find, you'll find post-it notes with power words. So the power words are for that purpose. Not only that, I've also having there something fun where we can do a reflection page. Where are you at? How are you feeling? And I felt that was so important. And then lastly, we also have a puzzle. You know, let's calm our mind down from the reflection page. So I love some word search. So we have a word search puzzle in there. And then there's so many other articles written from women around there. One other one we have is called The Messy Middle. You know, we always have, there's always some mess in the middle. And how do we tackle it? And so many more.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So where do you find your women, the people that write the articles?
Actually, it's just like audience, like I'm like, I like right now, we just go out and we plug saying we're looking for writers. Then there is my, actually, I have my creative director. She'll go out and she knows a lot of women as well. And she will go get those art writers as well. Then we go through, once we've got the pool and we know the theme, then we start reaching out and seeing which one will fit with the theme.
Right, right. So what's your power word right now?
Oh, mine is stay focused. Yeah, I have to say, we have a lot going on, especially closing down for the year and making sure that the team, everybody is taken care of before we close down or the business is closed down, and then making sure we're ready for January 1-1.
Right. So what's your vision for where you're going next year, where you're going, where you're growing? What's your vision for moving forward?
Oh, excitement. I can truly say I'm in the phase now where I'm excited. I can see where Vision Made is going to. One place that we're going to start doing is start growing is our streaming channel, which is on Roku, Amazon, and Apple. And we're going to take a little step further. We're pushing to move it on its own Roku channel. So we're working on that. And then Vision Made Magazine, starting to reach the corporate world, knowing that there are corporate women in the corporate world that are groups that are needing that empowerment and getting that Vision Made magazine to reach them.
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea because the corporate world really does need that because there's a lot of women there that are working that schedule and they don't necessarily have time to listen to podcasts or whatever, or, you know, find the inspiration to do that self-care or do that, like, you know, discover what is happiness, what makes you happy, right?
Absolutely. I know because I'm still sitting in the corporate world. So, you know, something like this, that it would be at my fingertips as I wanted to make it easier for women would be so helpful.
Yeah. So you're still in corporate right now?
Yes, ma'am. As we speak, before we came on here, I just finished up my corporate job.
Wow. Well, look at you. Congratulations. I mean, that's dedication and commitment. Are you planning on staying in corporate or are you eventually going to venture out?
I eventually want to venture out, making sure that Vision Made is carried the right way and that it's going to do what I want it to do.
Yeah. Well, I think this is just wonderful what you're doing because really you're still in it and you can see the need. You can see what the need is, right? And so then you're providing a beautiful magazine and inspiration where women can become empowered and really look inside to find out what it is that they really need. Absolutely. So let's give everyone those links again, Pamela.
So absolutely. So if you are looking to be a contributing writer, just drop me a line at Vision Made Magazine. altogether@gmail.com. And then if you're looking, I would love to offer to all of your listeners where they can even get to see the e-magazine that we dropped this week. I can give you that link. It's on issue and I can give you the link and now all you have to do is click to it and they can see the magazine in electronic form.
Yeah, well, that's great. So one thing we want to do, Pamela, like when you're promoting this show on your Facebook or Instagram, that link that you have to watch this episode, it's the same replay link. Underneath it, why don't you also put those links that you just mentioned? Because that way, when people, they have it like right away, handy and ready, it's right there. So that's one of the ways that we can make it easier for the public.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. this show and this episode. We'll see you again next Friday, and have a great weekend, everybody. And thank you, Pamela Stone, for coming on again.
Thank you. This was so fun, as always.
So fun. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.